Dr. Heather Willauer is my guest and working on converting seawater into fuel. Dr. Willauer, your colleague at the Navy, Vice Admiral Cullum, is calling this game-changing technology. How did you get to this point in your research where you're doing something that Navy men and women have really dreamed about for a long time?
Well, we've been fortunate here at the laboratory where we do basic research, and what we've done is develop technologies to essentially get the components out of seawater, carbon dioxide and hydrogen, and we take those components and carbon dioxide and hydrogen and put them over a catalyst in a reactor bed to produce hydrocarbons that can be used as a liquid fuel.
Most research is not an epiphany where you realize all of a sudden that you've been doing it totally wrong. Most of the time it's a progression and you try things and you have a little bit of success and you build on that. Was that the case here, Dr. Willauer?
Absolutely. One of the big issues is really where were we going to get enough carbon to make a liquid hydrocarbon fuel out at sea or in a marine environment. And so that's where we started from in terms of no one had ever developed technologies to get carbon dioxide and hydrogen, or actually carbon dioxide essentially from seawater. So we looked at developing that technology, and we started, I think, about roughly 9 years ago, and that was one of the big issues. And we chose seawater because it's 140 times more concentrated on a weight per volume basis for a source of carbon out in a marine littoral environment.
And it's certainly plenty of it. I mean, the men and women at sea don't have to worry about running out anytime soon.
Correct. That's correct. Yes.
The element of this that you touched on, though, that which is where I wanted to go next, is making this replicable in the environment. It's one thing for you folks to do it here in Washington. It's a whole other thing for people or equipment to be able to do it at sea. Mm-hmm. What are the implications of that for your research, Dr. Willauer?
Well, actually putting it out at sea or putting it in a marine environment is something that we kept in the back of our minds when we were designing and developing the technology, because we wanted to develop technology and be able to minimize its footprint so that it could potentially, in the future, in the distant future, be potentially put out there as a vision.
So this is, you're where in the process right now? Are you currently successfully separating these elements and creating usable fuel in the laboratory, or where do you stand exactly?
Well, we have our carbon capture technology. We've taken it from the bench scale where we were processing 140 milliliters per minute of seawater, and we scaled that up and put our cell on a mobile platform independent down at our NRL Key West facility, and we've demonstrated that we can process a half a gallon a minute or more and separating the components. And at the laboratory here in Washington, D.C., we have actually taken the components, carbon dioxide and hydrogen, at a laboratory scale and put them through a plug flow reactor here at the laboratory.
What are the next steps that you're working on to make this replicable and make it possible to do it in the environment?
Well, we actually have demonstrated the carbon dioxide and hydrogen production in a relative environment, because it's actually in a marine type situation. Currently at the laboratory, we're scaling up from a small plug flow reactor where we do much of our processing as a catalyst to get some initial studies and understanding of it. And we're trying to put it now into a commercial type reactor so that we can scale up our production and the quantities of hydrocarbons that we're producing.
Dr. Willauer, who are the stakeholders involved in this research? I imagine you have a comprehensive team at the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory, but are you doing it independently, or do you have colleagues from other walks of life that are helping you with this work?
Actually, we've been very fortunate. We have we've got to work with a lot of great people. One of the people that we work with is through ONR Program 38. He's a reserve officer, Dr. Felice Damasio. Actually, he's a lieutenant commander in the Navy Reserves. We've also have a retired consultant from NRL, and we've working with various groups. One is Newport News Shipbuilding. And over the years, Millian Associates, a few people along the way that have been very helpful in supporting the research.
Dr. Heather Willauer of the U.S. Naval Research Laboratory is my guest. What are the roles for private sector partners at some point in time to come in and either help you with the research or help you with the scale-up or the replication of the technology, anything like that?
We are doing basic research here, so we do for a way forward. Potentially, we do need commercial entities and partners and funding to do that. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And we're open to that. I mean, we are the Naval Research. We do basic research, but the idea really is to. For the technologies we develop, we want to get that out there in the public for commercial use.
And that fits in line with a lot of the R&D efforts that I see, not just in the Navy, but across the Department of Defense. I had the opportunity to talk to Secretary McGinn about mm-hmm. that at the Pentagon, that these are, given the budget constraints that mm-hmm. everybody is under in the federal government, that that's the most logical way forward is to demonstrate a need and demonstrate the kind of the preliminary tools and offer opportunities for the private sector to partner with you to get these things scaled up.
Right. And we are in need of that and are searching for that, yes.
So we talked a little bit about the next steps here, but I read that the plan is for this to be usable within the next decade, that, for example, a ship can go to sea and draw either most or all of its fuel from the water that surrounds it. Do you have an idea of what some of the marks are that you expect to hit in that 10-year period, or is that based on the curve that you've seen so far and the research that you've done and how you've judged that you've come along? Or what's your sense of how you expect to see that trajectory work in the coming years?
Well, 10 years, of course, would be if we had all the funding and all the commercial entities and partners involved in being able to do that and to scale and demonstrate. But we do have a long way to go potentially to meet certain specific milestones and get these technologies to where they're more efficient and then also be able to start scaling them in certain aspects to demonstrate them as a milestone and also to integrate.
I want to ask you about a term that Admiral Cullum used that I think is important to note, too, and that is that the goal here, the eventual outcome, will be to produce what's called drop-in fuel. This is a substance that will be able to replace the kinds of fuel that the current inventory of ships, the fleet, uses now. This is not something that will require retooling, right?
Well, it is. It's a synthetic fuel. So technically, if you're synthesizing and you're using a catalyst, you will be able to make the fuel fraction that you need. But by no means have we tested our fuel to make certain at this point that it meets mil specification. You have to, the fuel will have to go through certification and that kind of regime and be tested by the Navy to work in that kind of environment. But there is certain specifications that you have to meet, which we are not at the stage yet of certifying the liquid hydrocarbons that we've made.
Is that one of your goals, though, in the future to get to that point?
Absolutely. It would be one of our goals to be able to be a drop-in replacement or used as a blend. That could be a vision for this, right.
Dr. Willauer, what else should we know about the work that you're doing on this at U.S. Naval Research Laboratory?
Well, we work with a great group of scientists here and great opportunities to do good research and very excited about the potential of the programs that we have here.